Welcome to Encounter. I'm your host, Captain Stewart, and let's get started. What's your name and where you from?
My name is Darrell Allen. I'm from Decatur, Georgia, where it's greater.
All right. How old are you?
I'm 32. Yep, I'm 32.
All right. Do I have your permission to record and share this video?
Yes.
All right. Who are you and what's your story?
Who am I? A guy that grew up most of life without a father and learned independence from that. My story is I guess what leads up to what I am today, what I do today is I'm a day trader. How I got to that point, of course, it all started like in elementary school. Being good in numbers, I actually learned about the stock market in elementary school. I was in this Discover program, and I had this teacher named Miss Brockman, a tall white lady. She introduced us to the stock market when I was what grade I was in? I don't know, like first, second grade. Anyway, of course, I didn't know the importance of it then, but fast forward years later, I actually just got back into it. Like heavily at the beginning of this year, right? Really, like not the beginning of this year, but the beginning of the pandemic year, and started studying, and just got to where I quit my job like 2 months ago, and now I'm a full time day trader. That's who I am. That's little its and pieces and pieces of how I got there, but I'm sure you're gonna ask me more questions about the details.
Okay. Tell me one thing that people often misunderstand about you.
That's a good question. I'm not too sure if people really do misunderstand me, because I kind of make sure I'm understood. You know what I'm saying? And if I am misunderstood, like I'm the type of person that really don't care too much about what people think. I got to keep doing me. You feel me? So it's not. If somebody misunderstand me, it's probably not even a concern. Like, I ain't trying to figure out why. You know what I'm saying? I probably don't even know why. Because I just do me.
Understood. What's your definition of success?
Success is defined in so many different ways. Of course, it varies from person to person. So my definition of success is really the level of happiness you achieve. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, that ain't always got to do with money. You feel me? That can be, I get pure happiness out of it, just being at home. You know what I'm saying? And I say I'm successful just because I have a home that I can take care of my family in by myself. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of how much money I make. You feel me? But I mean, I'm saying that, but I am one of the money driven type people. So for me, just being comfortable, really just being comfortable when it comes to money, having enough money to be comfortable, live life without no worries, not having to worry about, where my next dollar gonna come from, because, real comfortable, like that savings account make me comfortable. So, yeah, that's success. Success is being comfortable and okay. No worries.
So based off your definition of success, are you successful? Why or why not?
I'm definitely successful because I am what I just said. I'm comfortable and I ain't got no worries. I live life, day by day. That's success to me. I've achieved the goals I set so far. I mean, of course I got new goals. If I die today, I'd be happy. So to me, I am successful. Of course, I got a lot more to go, a lot more ways to go. But like I said, if I die today, I die a happy man. So I'm definitely successful because I'm comfortable and I don't worry about too much of nothing.
Okay, I appreciate it. So you said you got new goals. So what's some of the new goals that you have now?
Short midterm goal is really to buy a house. I'm just positioning myself to buy that house I want. Right, that's really my number one goal, you know, within like the next year or two. I ain't in no real rush because I'm waiting on the best deals, really waiting on my credit to get a little higher, you know, just position myself to get what I want the first time around, not settle for anything. You know, like I go buy a house tomorrow, but it probably ain't gonna be the house I want. I'd rather wait. So that's one of my goals. Like I say, hopefully that'll happen, you know, next year sometime. Yeah, that's the main one I'm focused on right now. I mean, other goals is just by just keep doing good, keep doing what I'm doing, advancing, and, you know, making better what I'm already doing, which is, like I say, the stock market, getting better and better and better at that.
Awesome. So, are you married right now?
No, I ain't married, but I ain't married legally.
So, do you want to be married?
I don't care to be married, to be honest. But I ain't gonna lie, I probably will get married. It won't be because I want to, though. It'll be because the lady I'm with wants to. Like, I don't really care about marriage. I don't even believe in marriage, to be honest. You know?
Why not?
I mean, as far as like the, like what the government put on it in the contracts and, you know, like signed it, like I ain't gonna lie, I told the lady I'm with, I'm down with being married. I just don't want to sign no marriage certificate. So I don't want to be bound to that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy how you asked me this, because just the other day, I was thinking about what if marriage came with terms of how long the marriage lasted. Would that decrease the divorce rate? I mean, I'm going into something different, but I mean, that's just my thoughts of what marriage is, man. And, you know, with the divorce rate being so high, like, I mean, I ain't in no rush to give somebody control of my money, too. That's really what it's about. At the end of the day, it's about my money, you know. If she comes to the table with it more than me, then I ain't trying to sign away half of it for some love. You know, we can love each other without that.
Okay, staying on the same topic, I know I just heard you mention it. You say you had a girlfriend. Do me a favor, describe your perfect mate. If you could have a perfect mate, describe that for me.
Ooh, to me, the perfect mate is just somebody you can deal with and tolerate, man, for a long time. I mean, to me, that's the simplest said. I mean, that's just what I learned over the years, man, what a perfect mate is, man. Ain't nobody, because I mean, in actuality, we all know that nobody's perfect. You feel me? So what you might find good in somebody else or better in somebody else might be worse in another area. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be cons and pros to anybody you deal with. You know what I'm saying? It's just, can you deal with them? You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody you can tolerate. That's the perfect mate to me. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I mean, I feel like you can love anybody. You know what I'm saying? If me and my girl break up today, I can find somebody else who I love. You know what I'm saying? But can I tolerate them for a long time?
Right.
So,
what are you most proud of?
Being a provider, man. You know, like I said, coming full circle. You know, I was forced. I wasn't a provider when I was young, but I was forced to be very independent at an early age. So, having that mindset throughout life definitely put me in a comfortable position today. So, and when I say being a provider, I mean, I had one kid, but I feed about three other kids. You know what I'm saying? They here right now. I could, you know, show you in their room. They all asleep. I have kids all in my house. So, the being a provider is being able to give back, put like that, is what I'm most proud of.
Okay, so that actually segues to my other question. I was going to ask you, how many kids do you have? I know you just said you got one, but you
provide. One biological.
And then I
take care of like three other kids, like off and on.
Okay, so that's about four in the household at any given time?
Yep.
Okay. All right, so on another note, what is your biggest fear?
I was about to say dying broke. Dying broke, man. But that's more personal. I mean, I guess today is my biggest fear is yeah, so this is real. Dying, leaving my son in a worse position than how my father left me. Like I feel like my daddy left me too soon. So my biggest fear is leaving my son too soon. You know what I'm saying? Like that's when you go back to goals, like that's one of my long term goals is to live past that my daddy died when I was like 10. So one of my long term goals is make sure to see my son after 10. And that's also one of my biggest fears, dying before then. Something I think about every day.
That's deep. So
yeah.
What have you accomplished since high school?
Oh man.
Just digging your bag. Let me know what you accomplished since high school.
Like pinpoint what is an accomplishment. I mean, I ain't got no glorified accolades. You know what I'm saying? It's just stuff that made me happy, stuff that made me comfortable. So
that's fine. Dig in your bag and let us know about you.
I mean, having a child is an accomplishment. Like I say, having my own place is an accomplishment. Having my own car, having my own money. Good amounts of it is an accomplishment. You know, like I said, I really can't really pinpoint one big thing I did to be like, hey, look at me. I mean, nothing that's too out the ordinary. But then my accomplishments, I mean, that's all I can think about right now, like off the top of my head, like then my biggest accomplishment. Just staying independent. Being very independent is an accomplishment to me. Yeah.
Okay. What would your perfect day look like?
Perfect day? Is this a child? Is children gonna be watching this?
Hey, this is about you. This ain't about nobody
else. I need to know.
This is about okay. You. We want to know what your perfect day would look like.
I mean, a perfect day like waking up to some head. You know what I'm saying? Get breakfast cooked. Going out in the world, doing whatever I'm doing at the time to make some money, stock market or whatever. Making like at least 100% gains on money within a day. That's a great day. Waking up to good sex and making a hell of a lot of money. It's a great day. And then topping it off with like me and my son playing or eating or doing whatever we want to do. You know what I'm saying? Whatever he want to do. That's a great day.
Sounds like a great day to me.
Yeah, man. That happens often in a week, you know? So that's why I had a great life. So I do that all the time.
Salute to you.
Yes, sir.
All right. So what are you really good at? Tell me something that you're really good at.
I believe one of my biggest skills is analyzing, man, in different aspects of life, man. Just taking information and breaking it down and seeing it in a way. I wouldn't even say that most people don't, because I've met a lot of people that think just like me, but seeing it in a way that benefits the future. So yeah, analyzing, man. I kind of picked up on that skill like back when I was in high school. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, and I'm talking about all different aspects of life. So whether it's looking at some stock graphs, or whether it's looking at a situation I got going on with another person or individual, like, you know what I'm saying? Just analyzing, man. Analyzing, taking information and data and making the best decision going forward.
Okay. We talked about your perfect mate. But on another note, let's talk about defining love. So define love like a soulmate, and what does being in love mean to you?
I love. Man, I don't even know what love is for real, man. I mean, it's just like a, you stumped me right there, bro. I'm stumped. I don't even know. All I know, it's a feeling, man. It's a feeling. That's the only way to explain it, man. It's a feeling, man. You don't know where it's going to come from. You don't know when it's going to come. You don't know who you're going to show it to. It's a feeling that you feel, and like no one can explain that, you know. It's just because it's unexplainable. It's like a God-like feeling, man, that just come from nowhere, you know. And yeah, I don't know, man. It's a feeling.
So
that was like a two-part question, right?
Yeah, two-part. Define love and what does it mean to you? But just the caveat off that, what you just said, have you ever been in love before?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. Like, yeah, I'm in love now. I love a lot of people, like when it comes to my family. And like I said, being in love, when you're talking about like a significant other, yeah, the one I'm with now, the couple ones I was with before her, you know what I'm saying? That's why I like, you can love anybody. You feel me? Like, yeah. Definitely been in love. A couple times.
Okay. So, have you ever lost a friend?
Yeah, for sure.
What happened?
We got to pinpoint a scenario. I mean, I lost friends different ways, you know, by death, by me changing, by them changing, you know, noticing, analyzing that the situation ain't good for me no more. You know what I'm saying? You lose friends like that.
Talk to me about the one that hit you the hardest and what happened.
It hit me the hardest. I mean, it definitely have to be like the death situation. You know what I'm saying? Back when I was about early 20s. You know what I'm saying? I had a friend I grew up with, you know, he just died tragically, you know. You know, somebody killed him. You know, he had never seen it coming, you know. So, like, the tragedies always, kind of rip your heart up in a different way, man.
Okay, so I'm going to flip the page on this one. A genie gives you 3 wishes, and mm-hmm. you can't wish for more wishes. What are your wishes?
To live to 100. I'm working, boy. To live to at least 100. Another wish is to what's another wish?
I want to hear it. These are your wishes.
It's a sexual wish. I mean, you know, to live to 100 and make sure my dick weren't that long, too. what else to make me happy, man? Hey, and then just to make, you know, a wish to... They said my wish. I'm trying to see if I can tie it back. Let's just go off the rail with it. Damn, what's that third wish? I wish that I wish that I don't know. I'm trying to make up something now. Yeah. I guess it shouldn't be that tough, huh?
Hey, look, like,
think about the third wish I could come back to.
It's only 2 things on your mind. You doing well in life.
Yeah. I mean, something as far as something I wish for, I mean, anything else, I control myself. You know, wishes I think should be, you know, geared towards something you can't control.
Okay. Well, we'll move on. We'll just use two wishes and throw the lamp away. How about that?
I bet that'll work.
All right. When was the last time you cried and why?
I want to say I cried during the movie or something. I've been getting old. I've been doing it lately. you know what? You know what? It wasn't a movie. It was like I was watching what's that show? Undercover Boss. Man, it's one of my favorite shows, man, because man, them folks be touching folks' lives and stuff, man. And it was we ain't gotta go deep into the episode, but anyway, yeah, you know, on the cover Boss at the end, you know, they give away, you know, like incredible gifts, man. So I guess one gift they gave away to somebody that really needed it, man. That shit touched me, man. I shed a little tear, man. It was so beautiful.
What did they give away? Do you remember?
I think it was like a house. It was like, $200,000 in like a house or something like that. It was somebody that was homeless working for their company. But yeah, man, you know, seeing the interaction and it touched me.
All right.
I ain't gonna lie. If you want, we can take that back to the wish. I wish that I can be so rich that I can benefit others. That could be my third wish.
We'll take it. All right. Yeah. We ain't throw that lamp far, so we still use it. All right.
All right.
So moving on to the next question. What makes you the happiest?
Honestly, yeah, it's actually my son, man. And my son right now, man. No, nothing make me more happier in the world than my son. You know, not for the other kids, other kids under the boat, but yeah, my son's son. Like, yeah, he making me super happy. Seeing him super happy. And that's my biggest accomplishment.
Okay. And what is your biggest regret?
My biggest regret, I say this to people a lot. My biggest regret is not saving enough money when I was living with my mom. That's my biggest regret. I moved out of my mama's house when I was like 22. I ain't been back since. But before, you know, them 21, 20s, 19, 18s, yeah, I wish I would save a lot of my money. I was blowing money fast then.
How much money do you think you should have saved at that time before you moved out?
Just to throw a number out there, at least I should have had, like, you know, about, I mean, I still want to live life. If I live life back then, how I lived it now, I should have had about $10,000 saved up when I first moved out. I probably didn't even have $1,000 though.
Okay. All right. So moving on, we talked about love, but how do you personally define beauty?
Yeah, I'm a believer in that old quote, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, man. It's all about what you see, you know. It ain't about really what you see, it's about what you feel when you see. You feel what I'm saying? That's beauty. What you feel when you see. And that's going to be different for everybody. You know what I'm saying? I mean, sometimes two people can look at the same thing and feel the same way. You know, that's common, but I wouldn't, you know, guarantee that, you know. So beauty is what you feel when you see. Because not just a person, a car could be beautiful. If that's what you feel when you see it, you know what I'm saying? A house could be beautiful or it could be ugly. You know what I'm saying? You see how you can turn that so many different ways. It's beauty is what you feel when you see.
Okay. If you find out that today was your last day on earth, what would you do?
Man, I go to a lawyer and get that will ready. You know what I'm saying? Make sure I up that insurance, you know what I'm saying, to at least $1 million policies. I be doing all that kind of work. All that kind of work, you know, just making sure that when I'm gone, the people I leave behind straight. You feel me?
Okay.
paying all, I probably pay off all my debt, any money I got to use to pay that off. Yeah. Make sure I ain't leaving nobody behind, or no burner behind for nobody else to deal with when it comes to me. People gonna benefit when I die. That's a fact.
Awesome. If you could give advice to the people watching this video, what would you tell them?
I mean, we can stick on the point that I just made, man. Make sure people benefit when you leave this earth. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, of course, especially, let me just say, especially if you got kids, man, if you got family, man, like, don't have nobody taking care of stuff for you that, you know what I'm saying, you didn't take care of yourself when you was on this earth. You know what I'm saying? I mean, or even just simple as just like having life insurance, man. You feel what I'm saying? Because, yeah, that's, we could stick there. Make sure when you die, somebody benefits. I know, you know, there ain't no way of looking at it, but obviously that's something you could start looking at today if you don't think about it.
All right. Hey, that concludes our interview. It was a pleasure meeting you. Is there anything you'd like to say before you leave?
Hey, man, I appreciate you having me, my brother. And everybody stay blessed, stay up. Be happy, man. If you ain't, man, find out what makes you happy, man. And go accomplish that goal.
Darrell, I appreciate you for allowing me to know the real you and for this encounter. Thanks again.
For sure.